Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. The fall of Afghanistan's capital to the Taliban has set off a frenzy at Kabul International Airport, where the U.S. is trying to evacuate not just its own citizens, but people it calls particularly vulnerable Afghans. That includes those who helped the U.S. government doing things like translation. Sabeeb Nuristani was one of those translators for American troops on the ground in Afghanistan. The U.S. granted him a special visa last year, and he resettled in Revere in June of 2020. Sabeeb Nuristani joins us. Sabeeb, what is going through your mind as you see these images from Kabul?
Yeah, it's horrible, you know. I see those footage, you know. It's really a scary thing. People, you know, they afraid from the enemy. So most of people, they try to leave.
You know, there are thousands of people like you who have worked for the U.S. government in the Afghanistan war. In your view, what does the U.S. owe those people in this situation?
It's more than 60,000 people worked for the U.S. government. The majority are still stuck in Afghanistan. They try, you know, to get out themselves from Afghanistan because of the existing threat by the enemy. The U.S. government should have evacuated these, you know, people, you know, before. Unfortunately, right now it's a crisis situation.
I know. It took you years to get approval. Can you just take us through sort of the process it took for you to get approved to come here?
Yeah, this is a lengthy process. Basically, I applied in at the late of 2013. It took almost like 6-7 years, you know, to get my visa.
And let me ask this, has your family been able to join you here in the U.S. as well?
Yeah.
Do you still have any extended family still in Afghanistan?
Yeah, my family, I still have in Afghanistan, yeah.
What concerns do you have for them, for their safety?
Yeah, it's a big concern, you know, so we are every day concerning for my friends and my family. So they have no option, you know, to leave the country. They are still there.
Have you heard anything from them about what it's like over there?
Yeah, I heard very bad situation going on. Especially the Taliban, they come, check if like they come every door and check, you know, the people. They try to find, you know, who worked for the government, for the U.S. forces. These kind of stuff's going on.
I know the Taliban say they're offering amnesty for those who worked with the U.S., the invaders, as they put it. You've said you don't believe them. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, they said that they announced amnesty, but what we hear from our friends, from our relatives, you know, they're still searching. They write down outside the door. And something, and then they are going and they are asking, you know, how many people living here and what they were doing before, and all these kind of questions they are asking. So this looks like a threat.
For someone who did work for the U.S. And falls into the hands of the Taliban, what do they face?
They, they brutally killed, you know, to them,
yeah.
Killed them, you know, they don't let them go because they feel they are the traitor.
Yeah. Broadly, as you see everything in Afghanistan, you know, you look back at the fighting of the last 20 years, your own work in Afghanistan, do you feel it was worth it? You know, what are your hopes moving forward?
Right now, I don't see any hope, you know, because everything is gone. The country is fallen to the hands of the enemy, and right now there's no any expectation, you know, from them. because their views, they definitely think, you know, they, how can I explain, you know, it's...
Yeah. Does it make you regret your own work with the U.S. at all?
No, I don't feel regret, you know, because the U.S. or the other the NATO country, you know, countries, they came to Afghanistan for a hope for the people of Afghanistan, you know, to rebuild the nation, to help the people, you know, to make a good economy and find a job, you know, find for the people, you know, for job, good job. And this kind of stuff happened, and a lot of progress we've seen, but unfortunately... they left, you know, without a, they left, you know, very soon. People were not expecting, you know, so quick they were leaving the country. As soon they left, and these things happened.
Last question, Sabib. You've been here for a little more than a year now. How are you adjusting to life in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's going well so far, you know, everything is fine.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. That's Sabib Nuristani, an Afghan interpreter who worked with American troops before immigrating to Massachusetts last year. Sabib, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.